you said you'd read for 15 minutes a day. One night you're tired, so you skip. One small act. No thunder, no lightning, no big disaster. And it's easy to say, well, what's the harm? Just one night. But here's where the law of neglect starts its work. The danger isn't in missing one day, or letting one responsibility slide, or delaying that promise to yourself or someone else. The real danger is the seed that gets planted in that moment. You see, every act of neglect isn't just an isolated event. It's a signal to your mind and your character. It says, this is acceptable. You can get away with it. It sets a precedent. Neglect grows in silence. It doesn't need much sunlight. Just a little inattention here, a little procrastination there. Skip a workout. Delay a phone call. Put off that letter. Ignore the small chores. The little things start to stack up. Not overnight. No, that would be too obvious. Neglect loves to hide. It's never the act itself. It's the pattern that matters. Neglect builds quietly, one missed day at a time, one half-hearted effort, one unkept promise. Think about a garden left unattended. You don't see weeds after the first day you skip watering. But leave it a week, a month, a season, and suddenly, what was once a garden is overrun, wild and tangled. It happens slowly, one day at a time. Neglect works that way in every area of life. Health, relationships, finances, skills, even your own spirit. I remember years ago talking to a friend who once had a thriving business. It wasn't one big mistake that brought it down. It was a dozen small things. Letting an account go uncalled. Skipping 1 month of advertising. Not reviewing the numbers. Assuming things were fine because there were no immediate fires. The losses weren't dramatic at first, just a few missed opportunities. But over time, the small acts of neglect became habits, and habits shape your destiny. You see, the cost of neglect isn't paid up front. It's not a lightning strike. It's slow erosion, one loose brick at a time until the whole wall is at risk. That's why you have to catch neglect in its early stages, while it's still small, while it's just a thought, just a tiny decision. Because neglect, left unchecked, has a way of growing roots. And once it's rooted, it gets harder to pull out. Now, the wonderful thing about awareness is it gives you the power to choose differently. When you catch yourself slipping, when you notice the pattern forming, you can decide to step back on track. But first, you have to be honest. You have to see it. Not just the act, but the story behind it, the permission you gave yourself. That's where the battle is won or lost, in those tiny moments when nobody's watching. So remember, neglect is always waiting for a chance to settle in. It's patient, it's quiet, and it's relentless if left alone. Don't let the small things slide, because every small neglect is a brick removed from the foundation of your success. And every act of attention, no matter how tiny, is a brick laid down in the building of your future. But here's the challenge. Neglect doesn't announce itself. Most of the time, the true cost of neglect stays hidden. If you've lived long enough, you start to realize something. Neglect never sends you a bill right away. Wouldn't it be nice if every time you skipped a responsibility, a little invoice showed up? Missed the morning routine. Here's the charge. Delayed that project. Here's the fee. That would be obvious, wouldn't it? And maybe we'd behave a little differently. But that's not how life works. No. The real price of neglect is silent at first. It collects quietly, almost politely in the background. Neglect isn't interested in scaring you with an immediate penalty. It prefers to sneak up, to let you feel comfortable for a while. And then, somewhere down the road, it shows up with interest. You see, the cost of neglect isn't paid in the present. It's deferred. But it always comes due. Always. The price reveals itself later as a missed opportunity. Maybe that job you didn't apply for, the relationship you didn't nurture, the skills you didn't develop. Sometimes it's broken trust, not just with others, but with yourself. You wake up one day and realize you're not sure if you can believe your own promises anymore. It's a strange thing how neglect erodes confidence. At first, it's almost unnoticeable. You put off a commitment. Nothing happens. You figure you'll catch up tomorrow. And for a while, it seems like you got away with it. But little by little, the foundation weakens. The certainty you once had about your ability to follow through, about your word meaning something, starts to fade. Not all at once, but like water wearing away stone. People sometimes ask, why am I not further along? Why do I feel stuck? And I say, take a close look. Somewhere along the line, did you pay attention to the little things? Or did you let them slide, telling yourself you'd get to them later? You see, life keeps score, even when you're not looking. The bills may not come today or even this month, but they will arrive. And when they do, they're usually heavier than if you'd paid as you went. I learned this lesson in business more than once. Sometimes I'd let a customer go unthanked, figuring I could make it up next time. But next time never felt quite the same. Or I'd ignore a small detail, thinking it wouldn't matter. But later, that one detail was the difference between winning and losing a client. The price was always more expensive than the effort it would have taken to pay attention the first time. But it's not just about money or business. The price of neglect can show up as missed moments with your family. Friendships that drift away, health that declines, or dreams that gather dust on the shelf. And every time, the cost is more than you expected. So don't be fooled by silence. Don't mistake a lack of immediate consequence for a lack of cost. Life has a way of keeping track, quietly, patiently. The good news is, it works in reverse as well. Just as neglect compounds, so does attention. If you're willing to pay the small price of discipline every day, the bill for regret never comes. Instead, you get a receipt for progress. Never forget, you always pay. The question is when and how much. And if you're wise, you pay early, you pay often, and you pay gladly. Because the reward for small disciplines is always bigger than the price you pay for neglect. But here's the real danger. Neglect never stays small. Miss a day, and it doesn't seem like much. But one day slips into two, then a week. And before you know it, you're wondering where the time went. The truth is, nobody wakes up and decides to let things unravel. Drift just happens quietly, almost invisibly, as those little acts of neglect gather speed. It's easy to underestimate how quickly things can slip when you're not paying attention, but drift is always waiting, ready to take you further from your goals with every small thing left undone. Neglect is easy. That's why it's dangerous. See, discipline is tough. It asks you to do what's necessary, whether you feel like it or not. Neglect is the easy way, the shortcut, the extra 5 minutes of sleep, the skipped workout, the conversation put off for another day. And what's easy to do is also easy not to do. But here's the catch. What's easy today makes life harder tomorrow. I remember when I first started in business. It wasn't one big failure that set me back. It was a series of little slips. One day I didn't check the numbers. Another day I didn't follow up with a prospect. The world didn't end. But bit by bit, the routine I built started to crumble. And once you break the rhythm, it's so much easier to let the next thing slide. That's the real danger. Neglect has momentum, and it accelerates downhill. You skip one day at the gym, and it's nothing. But after a week, getting back feels twice as hard. The mind begins to tell stories. It says, you've already missed so much. What's one more day? The story becomes a habit, and habits become your reality. Excuses turn into patterns, and patterns turn into results, or the lack of them. I've seen people let a simple chore at home pile up until the whole house feels overwhelming. Or a student let one assignment slip, then another. And suddenly they're behind in every subject. Momentum works both ways, but neglect's momentum is always faster. Why? Because it doesn't require effort. Discipline is climbing uphill. Neglect is rolling down. You see, success requires intention. Decline happens on autopilot. If you don't fight for order, chaos finds you. That's the law. Neglect takes no time off. The longer you let it go, the faster it picks up speed. That's why you'll often hear someone say, I don't know how it got this bad this fast. Well, it was slow, and then suddenly it was all at once. So, what do? You recognize the first slip, you catch yourself early, because the sooner you stop the momentum of decline, the easier it is to turn things around. It's much easier to pull a weed when it's just a sprout than when it's taken over the yard. Think back on any area of your life where things slid out of control. Trace it back, and you'll find it rarely started with a big event. It started with something small, and that's hopeful, because if decline starts small, so does recovery. The warning is clear. Don't wait for the crisis. Don't wait until neglect has built a mountain out of a molehill, because momentum, once it gets rolling, can take you somewhere you never intended to go. But if you catch it early, if you reverse just one little act, reclaim one little discipline, you can stop the slide. And once you stop the slide, you can start to climb again. That's where consistency comes in. If neglect is the thief, then consistency is the guard at the door. And let me make this clear. Consistency isn't perfection. Some people get stuck right there, thinking unless every day is flawless, it doesn't count. But that's not true. Consistency means showing up again and again, doing the small things, the right things, until they become part of who you are. It's about repetition, not inspiration. Don't wait for the feeling. Motivation is wonderful when it comes, but it's a poor master if you let it decide your future. I've met so many people who said, if only I felt like it, I'd do it. The problem is, feelings are fickle. They change with the weather, with a bad night's sleep, with the mood of the moment. But discipline stands guard over your mind, your habits, your life. I learned early that my best days weren't always the days I felt the best. Some mornings I woke up inspired, ready to take on the world. Other days I felt like pulling the covers back over my head. But the secret was showing up either way. Reading the pages, making the calls, doing the work. Over time, those little acts of discipline, done day in and day out, became my nature. Consistency is the slow drumbeat of progress. Not dramatic, not headline-making, but steady. It's what keeps you going after the applause fades, after the novelty wears off. Anybody can do the right thing when the mood strikes. Consistency is about doing it when nobody's watching, when it's boring, when it's inconvenient, when it would be easy to let it slide. You see, success is built on small disciplines repeated over and over, not giant leaps taken every now and then. It's not about running a marathon once. It's about lacing up your shoes every morning, even when the race is far off. It's not about closing one big deal. It's about making the calls, building the relationships, doing the prep day after day. And here's something else. Consistency creates identity. You become the person who shows up, the one who can be counted on. You start to see yourself differently, and so does everyone around you. Every time you follow through, you reinforce that identity. Every time you skip, you chip away at it. That's the quiet power of consistency. It shapes who you are becoming. So don't make the mistake of chasing perfection. Aim for consistency. Miss a day? That's all right. Just don't miss two. Lose your way? Get back on track as soon as you can. The goal is not to win every battle, but to stay in the fight day after day. Over time, those small wins add up. They compound. They become the foundation you can build anything on. The discipline of consistency is the bridge between goals and achievement. It's not always glamorous, but it's always effective. If you can master showing up, you can master almost anything. That's the real magic, how those small acts, repeated day after day, start to create something bigger than themselves. I like to think of life as that snowball you roll at the top of a hill. At first, you pack a little bit of snow between your hands. It's small, seems insignificant, not much to look at. But you set it down and start rolling it slowly. With every turn, it picks up a little more and a little more. Suddenly, what started as a handful begins to take on weight and shape. It starts moving on its own, and pretty soon, you can't stop it, even if you tried. That's the law of the snowball effect. Small actions, repeated, gathering up force and momentum over time. Most people, they miss this at first. They expect fireworks from the first day they show up at the gym, the first day they open a book, or save a single dollar. But the snowball doesn't make a scene when it starts. It's quiet. It's humble. But the magic happens because it keeps moving. You start with a single push-up. You finish one page. You save $1. Alone, these acts look like nothing special. But roll them forward. Do them again tomorrow and the next day. Now the snowball is rolling, picking up new habits, small victories, a little confidence with every turn. Suddenly, you're seeing changes. You're feeling different. And the world starts to notice too. Consistency is what makes the snowball grow. Every good habit is like a handful of snow packed on for another trip down the hill. That's why I tell people, don't underestimate the power of your daily routine. You may not see the effects right away. That's the trick of the snowball. At first, progress hides itself, but keep at it, and the changes show up quietly at first, then all at once. Imagine reading just 10 pages a day. That's not much, easy to overlook, but keep that up for a year, and now you've covered over 3,000 pages. That's a whole stack of books, knowledge piling up, wisdom you didn't have last year. And nobody can take that away from you. Not because of one big leap, but because of the steady push of that snowball, day after day. But let's talk about the other side. Neglect rolls downhill too. The snowball effect works for discipline, but it's just as powerful for neglect. Skip one workout, eat one unhealthy meal, ignore one responsibility, nothing dramatic happens. But let those little lapses pile up and the snowball grows heavier with every neglected action. One day you wake up and you wonder where your energy went, where your confidence disappeared, how the gap between where you are and where you wanted to be got so wide. You see, the snowball effect is both a warning and a promise. It says whatever you roll down that hill, you get more of. Every day you're packing the snow, either with discipline or with neglect. In the beginning, it all looks about the same, but give it time, and the difference is night and day. Think about your finances. Save a little, invest a little, let the interest build. That's the snowball working in your favor. Or in your relationships, one kind word, one gesture, one small moment of patience day after day builds something beautiful. On the other hand, missed chances, careless words, neglect, that snowball rolls too, and it can bury what you worked so hard to build. I've seen transformations happen because of this effect. Someone started with a single call, a simple note, one small promise kept. The next day, they did it again. Not much changed at first, but soon, people started to notice. Results began to pile up. The snowball set in motion started to shape a new life. And that's the real hope. Even if you're behind, even if you feel stuck, you can start small. A handful of snow, one small step, then another. Let it roll. The direction of your life is determined by what you do day after day. You're either building a snowball of discipline or a snowball of neglect. Every day, the choice is yours. So never underestimate what you do daily. Every action counts. Give it time. Time is the slope. The snowball will do the rest. That's the snowball effect. Gathering force, gathering weight, always moving, always working for you or against you. Set yours rolling in the right direction. But there's something even deeper at work beneath all that momentum. Standards and self-respect. Because every act of consistency, no matter how small, is a brick in the house of your own self-respect. You start to build a reputation with yourself. You say you'll do something and then you do it. That's powerful. It doesn't even have to be something big. Maybe it's just getting up when the alarm goes off, writing a note, following through on a promise, reading those 10 pages. Each little discipline is a statement. I can count on myself. On the other side, neglect chips away at that reputation. It's not just about missing the action. It's the story that follows. Miss a promise here, skip a commitment there, and pretty soon you start to wonder if you can believe your own word. And if you can't trust yourself, who can you trust? That's why consistency matters so much, not just for the results, but for your own sense of identity. Years ago, I remember struggling with the simple things. I'd write down a list of goals, and sometimes I'd find that days or weeks would go by without checking one off, and it started to eat at me. It wasn't just about the unachieved goals. It was the question growing inside. Am I becoming the kind of person who just talks or the kind who actually does? It's a sobering moment when you realize your standards are slipping, not because the world demanded less, but because you accepted less from yourself. But here's the turnaround. Every time you show up, every time you follow through, you add to the bank account of self-respect. The greatest reward of consistency is not just the money, not just the recognition, not even the success. It's the confidence that comes from knowing you're becoming the kind of person who keeps their word. Someone who can look in the mirror and say, "I did what I said I would do." And that builds momentum. When you start to trust yourself, everything else gets easier. Setting new standards isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Maybe you can't overhaul your life in a day, but you can make one promise and keep it. You can start to see yourself differently. Consistency breeds confidence, and confidence leads to higher standards. You find yourself raising the bar, not to impress anyone else, but because you're not willing to let yourself down. That's the kind of self-respect that lasts. It's the quiet pride you carry into every part of your life, your work, your relationships, your health, your finances. You become your own best ally. Neglect, on the other hand, erodes self-respect quietly, almost without notice. It's not the loud failures, it's the silent surrenders. But every time you pick up a small discipline, every time you close the gap between what you say and what you do, you get a piece of your confidence back. So ask yourself, what kind of person do you want to become? What standards are you willing to uphold for yourself? Because the greatest reward of consistency isn't just what you get, it's who you become. Now let's get honest. Nobody walks this road perfectly. Everyone slips. Everyone lets something slide now and then. The key is not to stay there. The past is past, but today is yours. The question isn't what happened yesterday, but what you're willing to do today to change your direction. Momentum can work for you just as surely as it can work against you. If you've been drifting, if neglect has been building, you can interrupt it. And you don't have to do it all at once. Start small. Pick one thing. Maybe it's making the bed in the morning or getting out for a walk or setting aside those 10 pages. The size of the step doesn't matter. What matters is taking the step. Consistency isn't about heroic effort. It's about daily effort. The best way to rebuild confidence and self-respect is to create a new pattern, one act at a time. When you keep that first promise to yourself, something happens inside. You start to prove to yourself that change is possible. That you're not defined by your neglect. You're defined by your ability to begin again. I've met people who felt buried by years of missed opportunities. They'd say, "Where do I even start?" And my answer was always the same. Start with something small and do it daily. Track your progress. Write it down. Let yourself see the wins, no matter how tiny. Progress builds hope, and hope fuels action. That's how you rebuild momentum. The beauty of life is that you can start over as often as you need to. You don't need anyone's permission. Maybe the world hasn't noticed the change yet, but you will. Momentum doesn't care if it's moving up or down. Once you interrupt the old pattern and start a new one, even with the smallest action, the wheels start to turn in your favor. When you make progress, however small, confidence comes back. And with confidence comes more action. You start to see the difference between the pain of discipline and the pain of regret. And you choose discipline more often. You start to anticipate the reward, not just the work. The chores become habits. The habits become character. And character shapes destiny. If you've lost your way, don't let shame keep you from starting again. Everyone stumbles. The only thing that matters is the next step. Life responds to effort, and momentum favors the persistent. Stay daily. That's the key. Even if you don't feel it, even if results are slow to show up, trust the process. Each day you show up, you're building new roots. In time, the momentum that once pulled you down begins to pull you up. Confidence grows. Self-respect returns. And suddenly, you find yourself moving forward, maybe faster than you thought possible. That's the power of one act, done daily, with intention. So if neglect has had its season, let today be the turning point. Start small, stay daily, and let momentum work for you instead of against you. And that brings us to one of life's most important lessons, the ultimate exchange. Life is full of prices. There's always a cost to everything. And one of the greatest choices you face is whether you're willing to pay the cost of discipline now or the cost of regret later. Both are prices. Both demand something from you. The difference is simple, but it's profound. One buys freedom, the other buys frustration. Pay the cost of discipline now. Show up every day. Do the small things. Honor your promises. Take care of your body, your mind, your work, your relationships. It's not always easy. There will be mornings when you feel tired, evenings when you feel uninspired. But pay the cost anyway. And what you get in return is freedom. Freedom to pursue your goals. Freedom to feel confident in your own skin. Freedom to sleep at night knowing you did what you said you would do. Or don't pay the cost and pay the price of regret later. Neglect, procrastination, excuses, these accumulate quietly. And when the bill comes, it comes all at once. Opportunities lost, relationships strained, confidence shaken, dreams unfulfilled. That's a heavy cost. You can't avoid it. You can delay it, but you can't escape it. And the frustration of knowing you could have done better but didn't is far more expensive than the effort it would have taken to act in the first place. This is the ultimate exchange. Discipline now for freedom later, or neglect now for regret later. Life will give you both options. One is forward-looking, the other backward-looking. One builds, the other diminishes. You decide which price you're willing to pay. And here's the beauty. Once you choose to pay the cost of discipline, you begin to experience the reward of consistency. And that reward isn't just a one-time event. It compounds. Every act of discipline, no matter how small, builds on the last. Every time you honor your word, follow through, show up, you're investing in yourself. And the dividends of that investment come back over and over again. People often wonder why some achieve extraordinary results while others struggle. It's rarely about genius, luck, or talent. It's about the simple decision to pay attention, to stay consistent, to honor the small disciplines day after day. The small things done consistently become the big things. And that, my friends, is the ultimate reward. So remember this, the cost is inevitable. You will pay one way or another. But the timing and the quality of your life depend on which cost you choose to pay. Pay early, pay willingly, pay consistently. And the reward of consistency will not just enrich your life, it will define it. It will shape your character, your confidence, your identity, your freedom. And that, in the end, is a life well lived.